This is Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. With 155 homicide cold cases and a recent independent report detailing problems within the Fort Myers Police Department, the new chief is looking to turn things around on many fronts, and one is clearing out the cold case file. A national nonprofit may be stepping up to lend a hand, and we'll talk with an investigator from the Police Federation in the second half of our show about that. But first, the Atlanta Braves are bringing their spring training operation to Northport with an estimated $80 million, 113-acre facility. Northport City Commissioners last week approved a one-time payment for $4.7 million to support that project. That lump sum pledge is a change from what had been proposed before, which would have seen the city committing to an annual payment of $300,000 for the next 30 years. The approval by the Northport City Commission comes after an endorsement by the Sarasota County Commissioners and a new cost analysis that shows the complex would bring in $3.7 million to the city and an estimated $34 million in indirect benefits to the area economy. But not everyone is convinced that the benefits of the project are so clear-cut. Joining us now to discuss the bigger economic picture of the Atlanta team coming to Northport is City Commissioner Debbie McDowell. Welcome to Gulf Coast Live, Debbie.
Well, thank you very much for having me on today.
Also joining us today with an arguably rosier picture of what the new spring training complex could bring to the area is Bill Gunnan. He's the president of the Northport Area Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to Gulf Coast Live.
Well, thank you. It's not really arguably, just a different opinion, that's all.
Oh, no argument. Just definitely rosier picture.
We are
talking about the Atlanta Braves and their plan to bring a new spring training facility to Northport. What are your thoughts on bringing the team to Southwest Florida? You can call in and give us your thoughts at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag of GCL. So first, Commissioner Debbie McDowell, give us a quick rundown of how this new spring training complex in Northport came together. Where did the idea come from?
I'm not too sure how the idea was originated. It came to our attention back in January of 2017 when we, as a commission, gave the city manager authorization to negotiate any contracts for the Braves. And then in March, we had our first, what they call, letter of intent, which is saying, yes, we intend to continue negotiations based on this huge document. I think it was like 15 pages long. And then we had another contract that came before for the facility operating agreement, which means we negotiated using the multi-purpose fields. And then just last week was the agreement for the funding source with the West Villages Improvement District.
So were you in competition with other areas in Sarasota County, or was it always just Northport?
No, they're only in Northport that I'm aware of.
Okay. And then Chamber President Bill Gunnan, has the Chamber of Commerce come out definitively for or against this project coming to Northport?
Well, first let me answer. Yeah, there was competition. Naples and West Palm Beach was trying to get the Braves also, and that's where the Braves originally used to be at before they went to Orlando. So, but both of them had backed out, so it left Northport as the sole interest community, and that's where the Braves made their commitment to, was the Northport.
Okay, so as the Chamber of Commerce, did the Chamber of Commerce as a group come out in support of them coming to town?
Yes, our membership and our board of directors and our chamber are in support of the effort to bring the Braves here. So we are, as far as the business side of the community goes, are in support of this. But obviously, the commish, as we call her, the commish, she has to look at all aspects of our community on how she feels about it, and look at our residents and how they hear things and how they want it. But as far as our chamber goes and how we feel on economic development-wise, we think this would be a great boost to not only Northport, but our Sarasota County and Charlotte County.
And you're coming at it from a business perspective.
So, yes.
And then Commissioner W. McDowell, last week the Northport City Commission approved a lump sum payment of $4.7 million for the project, and that was a 3-2 vote with yourself and Mayor Linda Yates providing the two no votes. And my question for you then is, why did you vote no?
Well, there was a couple of reasons why I voted no. In the letter of intent, we were advised that this is the foundation. And the foundation was initially for $300,000 a year for the next 30 years. So that's what everybody was pretty much on board with, that we were going to be making yearly payments. And then all of a sudden we get this lump sum. And my biggest concern was, where is this money coming from? And not to mention, there was also some concerns of, you know, return on the investment. I have to look out for the Northport taxpayers. And I understand that businesses in the city of Northport pay taxes too. But one of the areas of my greatest concern was that the Braves, being a government facility, because the Sarasota County is going to be owning the building once it's built, is not going to be paying real estate taxes. And that was a huge concern of mine. There was a few other things in the contract with the West Villages that I didn't agree with. There's another developer agreement that is referenced in that contract that we approved last week. But that developer agreement is still out there. We don't even know what it looks like. So we're basically approving an agreement with another agreement that we haven't seen. So that was a concern of mine. So and those were the major reasons why I voted against it. And just for the record, I'm all for the Braves coming to Northport. I think that it is going to be a huge economic driver if they come to Northport. But my vote was for protecting the citizens of Northport and the tax base and making sure we get a return on the investment.
Okay, so where is exactly where is that $4.7 million going to be coming from? What kind of coffer has $4.7 sitting in it?
I like how you put that. That is from what the city manager explained to us, is that it's coming out of surtax. And surtax money is sales tax money. We get a percentage. The city of Northport gets a percentage of surtax money based on our population. And yes, there I was kind of surprised, and maybe not so much, that there was $4.7 million waiting in that coffer. And I asked why, and the answer was given, but not very clear for me.
So if you're going to make a one-time payment of $4.7 million versus $300,000 over 30 years, that would end up being $9 million. So you ended up getting a deal based on what the old deal was.
Correct. Looking at it that way, yes. The $9 million with paying the $300,000 a year, as it was stated on the record last Tuesday, there was somewhat of a concern with our charter. Our charter is our city document, that anytime there is bonds that are being levied, that it would maybe have to go to a vote for the citizens. And I think the bonding people for West Villages were kind of concerned with that language, too. So that's why they negotiated for the lump sum.
Yeah, it ends up being more money when you stretch it out over a longer period of time.
Right.
So, Chamber President Bill Gunnan, anytime you have a major sports complex being built, there's always a debate about it being the best use for taxpayer dollars. So tell me, what do you think is the right balance for Northport? Do you think putting taxpayer dollars towards this will end up being a good deal in the end for business owners?
Well, the reason we're saying this is, and we truly understand what Commissioner McDowell is saying there, because she has to. There's multiple projects that the city is looking at, and you have to kind of prioritize which project is deemed to be most important. And the funding that they are talking about in the $4.7 million is surtax dollars that was designated for another project. Now they'll be pulling from that to use toward this, and they would have to find funding for that project they pulled the funding from. But as a chamber and as a business and economic development wise, you know, the history, if you look at all the baseball teams that have been trading around the state, studies have been shown that the revenue generated not only from the team itself, but everything that develops around it, including homes, businesses, tourism aspects, retail, it generates tremendous amount of additional dollars, tax dollars, that supports not only the business community, but the community at large. So we are looking at more than just a business aspect of this. We're looking at dollars coming in that the West Village itself is an exploding community in Northport, and it's going to develop no matter what. This will just enhance that growth and also attract businesses not only to come here, but also businesses that are already established here to potentially expand their business to provide service throughout the whole city. So we are anxious for that, and the purpose of that is it's well known that when you collect dollars from residents, the city does, the return of service they have to provide back on residents compared to businesses is higher. So if we can bring in more business and collect those tax dollars that doesn't generate as high of return service to the city, then that's additional dollars that they can use. And what we understand that when they're talking about just the dollars from the Braves itself and the stadium itself, you know, the $3.7 million coming in from them, but how come we're spending $4.7 million? That doesn't take into account all the developing homes and business around that. So
yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about, because I understand that there's supposed to be a town center near that area that's going to be mixing commercial and residential properties. Can you tell me a little bit more about that plan?
Yeah, that's already developed through, you know, Natomy Homes and the West Villages in their plan for the whole this district that they're developing out there. But again, we've gotten people already contacting us. You know, Northport's known really needs a hotel. Well, we got people ready to go right now if this Braves do come to build hotels to help build along River Road that can use some development. It would just keep the local tax dollars here if development happens, instead of people going outside of our city to get the services they want or the shopping they want. This will keep them here, and the additional tax dollars that we get, not just from the Braves, but all aspects of spending here in Northport, would keep here and stay here in Northport. So we feel that this is an opportunity to generate those dollars and to showcase Northport as a destination for Sarasota County in Florida. So, but again, we have a close relationship with the city, and we appreciate and understand where they're coming from, and it's a hard decision they have to make, and they have to look at all aspects. And that's why we're working with them. We're just trying to work together so we can determine what's the best interest for the city of Northport and provide information from their side, and then they provide it back to us so we can come to a equal consensus of what's the best interest with Northport.
Yeah, exactly. So, Commissioner Debbie McDowell, I wanted to ask you a little bit about West Villages Improvement District. Can you tell me about that area? I'm not familiar. Where is it?
It's north of the city of Northport, north of River Road, and just south of Venice.
Does it have? Does it have good access to things like I-75?
You would have to come down River Road or Jacaranda, which River Road, for those that are not too familiar, is basically a one-lane road. It's an evacuation route. We asked the state to help with some funding to expand that road, and unfortunately, our governor said no. But our governor is the one that's going to be signing the $20 million to bring the Braves to Northport. So the road and the traffic is a huge concern of mine. But River Road is a county road, so there's nothing really that the city of Northport can do to help with the traffic that's going to be on that road.
That would be a county concern, but you can't get there from Jacaranda?
You can, and that Jacaranda is, it's some parts of it is two lanes and some parts of it's one lane also.
Yeah, that road I'm familiar with. River Road I've not been on because I have not been asked to evacuate. So I'm not familiar with that one.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, can I jump in a little bit on that also? She's right. It is River Road and Jacaranda, but the developers already have planned to create another road off of River Road that would have access going right to the stadium. So there would be some relief from the River Road. But again, all this is pertaining to whether we get the funding from the state and, you know, as the development grows.
Okay, so we're talking about the proposed Atlanta Braves spring training complex that's planned for Northport, and we would like to know your thoughts on it. Give us a call at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. So I want to break down the numbers, which we've kind of alluded to. It's going to be an $80 million project, and the money is going to come from the following resources. Approximately $22 million is slated to come from Sarasota County. Approximately $20 million is supposed to come from the state of Florida, and about $4.7 million was approved last week to come from the city of Northport. That leaves about $33 million unaccounted for. And I wanted to know, I'm not sure if Debbie or Bill, if either of you can answer this question for me, but are those numbers committed numbers from Sarasota County and the state of Florida, or is that still up in the air?
Commissioner, you want to answer that or you want me to?
Well, I think we'll be on the same page, and correct me if I'm wrong. How does this sound, Bill? The state of Florida, we are waiting for the governor to either accept or reject the $20 million. And as far as Sarasota County, and Bill might have more information on that than I do, I do not know if they have signed their documentation yet.
Okay. Bill?
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I really do not know. Again, nobody's going to sign anything until the state commits. Because if the state doesn't commit, the deal is pretty much dead. The majority of the funding for the county is going to come from the tourism center of Sarasota County. So that will come from that. So that's where the surplus in that will come from. But again, it just so that people understand, the West Villages has a large commitment to this as well, not only just in cash, but just the whole development around it. So it's they're probably a major contributor behind this, along with the Braves. They're making the commitment as well. But obviously, like the commissioner's saying, one of the things they have to look at, all that funding is great, and they get it going and built and done. But then afterwards, the city, because it is solely in the city, is going to be responsible for any expenditures outside of that. So I understand where she's coming. They're going to look at that and see the return and make sure that they're not providing dollars that's not going to have a return on it. But again, it's in our aspect, you know, from the research we've gotten from the different entities, we feel that the economic development and the impact that we're going to get from the revenue from this is going to be a greater than what our expenditures are going to be. But again, that's just from different studies. There's nothing concrete yet, if I'm correct. Right, Commissioner? That one of the things they're still looking for, they're looking for some return on investment reports.
Yeah.
Correct. And right now, I think the only other documentation the city is waiting for is the developer's agreement, but I think that's not coming until the state either approves or rejects. So
we're kind of waiting on the state to say yay or nay on that $20
million. Right, we're waiting for the state. And that was one of the other things, you know, we're waiting for the state, but the city is the one that said, yeah, we're going to contribute 4.7. And I know it's contingent. If the state says no, we don't have to pay either. So that, you know, that's a good thing. But the West Villages, you were asking about the other money that, you know, to add the numbers up, the West Villages is contributing a lot of money. They're contributing the land. So they're a big player in this, too.
And then there's an extra $33 million that's unaccounted for there. That is coming. Is that going to be coming from the Braves themselves, the team developers?
Bill, help me out on this. I believe that $33 is from the West Villages.
Yeah, unfortunately, because there's still a lot of things waiting to happen from the state, a lot of that information kind of hasn't come out yet. So at least on our end, we have not heard all of that. So it's pretty much the top people in each of the different governments and the Braves and everything and West Villages are kind of the ones that have that information. Unfortunately, I do not know that information on that.
Okay, Bill, so this is an $80 million facility. What's it going to have? I mean, how is it going to be able to be used year-round besides just...
I'm going to give you a perfect example. You know where the Twins play there, Minnesota Twins and the Fort Myers Miracle right there in Fort Myers, right off of 6 Mile Cypress and Daniels Parkway. They have what's called the stadium there, plus they have what's called the development. It's basically a complex there that's established so that they can develop prospect players that they have in their farm system. They're going to have where players who get hurt can go in there and get recuperate and therapy and all that stuff so that they can get back into the major league playing, along with other aspects of the baseball as far as the Atlanta Braves go in the farm system. Beautiful complex. It's going to have ability for other groups like traveling baseball tournaments that can come in and use fields that are set aside for that purposes. So this is not just one-time spring training coming in for the month of March and play. This is a whole development complex that they're going to be building out there, just like the one that's out there by the Minnesota Twins, which is a beautiful complex. So that's where a lot of them are going now. They're getting it so that they have their farm system. They have their teams that they're going to try to bring up through the farm system. Players that get hurt, they can go there and recuperate and get all the service they need there and get back into the playing in the major leagues. This is the whole concept that's changed since baseball's done normal spring training. And it is really, really, it's going to be a multi-aspect complex that's going to be used in Northport.
Yeah, and I know we did a show a while back at the Red Sox training facility, and it's more than just the 6 weeks of spring training. They have a lot of activities that go on at these places throughout the year. Commissioner W. McDowell, Southwest Florida, obviously no stranger to major league teams coming for spring training. We just talked about Red Sox, and you even have the Tampa Bay Rays in Port Charlotte. Have you been able to look at any of these other communities about things that you do and don't want to have happen with the Braves in Northport?
One of my biggest concerns was back in January and again in March was being a resident of Florida in the Northport area for almost 25 years. I remember when the Texas Rangers moved out of Charlotte Sports Center, Sports Park, and that was a huge detriment to Charlotte County, and it was vacant for a very long time until the Rays came in. I think there was 1 year when the Redfish were in there. So that was a big concern of mine. And at that same time, you know, Winnipeg even lost the Indians and Sarasota was losing the Reds and the White Sox. So teens leave regularly, and I was very concerned with that. There is a 30-year non-relocation agreement. I haven't seen that agreement, but we're not party to that agreement. But they did sign a 30-year non-relocation agreement. So that kind of put that, quelled that concern of mine. Mm-hmm. So, spring training, I remember taking my kids all to spring training games when they were little. And, you know, it is a very good thing. I just have to be very cautious with taxpayers' money. And I have to represent the citizens who, you know, really don't have the voice except for me and the other four commissioners.
Well, what kind of feedback have you gotten from people at the meetings that you've had? Have you had people showing up in support or?
Yeah, we've had both. I get a lot of emails and a lot of, you know, people on the street stopping me. Some say, oh, this is a great thing. Why'd you vote no? And then others are going, I'm glad you're looking out for us. And I, you know, a lot don't agree with it either. So it's kind of 50-50 split in my mind. I think that there's other things that probably 90 or 95% of the citizens of Northport would really like to see done instead of helping the Braves that would also be economic drivers. But, you know, this is one of those things. Time will tell. And I hope in 30 years that it'll be, yes, this was a fabulous thing. And, yeah, Commissioner McDowell, you voted no on this fabulous thing. I'll own it. That's fine.
That's a good way to look at it. And I wanted to ask a similar question to Chamber President Bill Gunnan. Do you have members of the Chamber that have come forward expressing specific concerns or joy over this possibility?
Well, the majority of our members that come to us are very pro for this. But again, they're business people. They're business people looking at economic development, looking at how they can work on this. And I also have business members come in, and we've literally gone to the commission meetings and thanked the commissioners for their due diligence and looking at all this aspect, like Commissioner McDowell was talking about. You know, that's important they do that. It's easy to say yes or no, but we appreciate the fact that they're looking at all the details of this contract to make sure that it's the best interest of Northport. But obviously our members, they're excited about it. Obviously they want more people to come to our area. It benefits their business. It benefits economic development here. So on that aspect, yes. So we obviously may have a little different because we're going to probably hear most of the pro side of it. Unfortunately, as the city commissioners, anybody who doesn't want to, they're going to get the calls. They're going to get it. So we understand that, and that's why we're trying to do education to the community on both sides of this and make the appropriate decision. But I also want you to understand that the people who are maybe out there listening saying, okay, I don't want my tax dollars to continue to support these. The funding that's coming from the state on this is money that's already been collected. And granted, it's still tax dollars, but it's been collected sitting there for two more teams to come to the state of Florida. It almost lost that funding this year, but it didn't get killed by the legislators this year. So it's still sitting there. So it's money that's sitting there that can't be touched for any other reason but for to bring two sports teams to Florida. So this is going to be one of them if we can get it. So hopefully they realize that and they will give us the money because it's money sitting in the coffer that has been sitting there for that specific purpose.
And that's that Florida state portion of the $20 million?
Yeah. Yes.
So Commissioner Debbie McDowell, what's the timeline of this project moving forward?
Well, at this point, I'm waiting for more documents to come before the commission. My understanding is that once all the I's are dotted, T's are crossed, and signatures are on the line, that the city of Northport gives the $4.7 million at the end of this year by December 31st of 17. They're going to start breaking ground, and they're hoping to have spring training and people attending the spring training games in 2019, in the spring of 2019. So once the I's are dotted and T's are crossed and money changes hands, everything's going to be good to go and it's going to be no holds bar in 2019.
So they're looking to break ground in December?
Probably January, yeah.
December or January. All right. Well, we'll be keeping an eye on things, and I appreciate both of you joining the show. We're going to have to leave it there for now, but I want to thank our guest, Northport City Commissioner Debbie McDowell. Thank you so much for joining the show to share your perspective.
Thank you so much, and thank you, Bill, for bringing on the other side. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Commissioner. We love you. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, thank you, Bill Gunnan. He's the president of the Northport Area Chamber of Commerce. I really appreciate you having this conversation about the pros and cons of the sports complex coming to Northport.
Yeah, thank you, and we're excited about it. So if we do get it, come on up, everybody. See the Braves play spring training here.
All right. Well, coming up, what does it take to solve a cold case? We'll talk with an investigator from a national group that helps advance police innovation and procedures and learn how they may help the Fort Myers Police Department up next. I'm Julie Glenn. This is Gulf Coast Live. Stay with us.